Hello and welcome to the May 16th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today by two members of our podcast team,
Kate Ryan
and David Wolbrecht,
as well as our special guest, welcome back, Kate Schmidt.
Hello. So good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back, Kate. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We're talking about the Natural Yard Care Ambassador Program.
We are. I'm so excited.
Yard Care Ambassadors. Mm-hmm. So we're excited, too, to talk about that. But before we do, here are some of the topics we're talking about this week.
A couple announcements, including Take Our Community Survey, coming up at the council, and how to help with the Kirkland Downtown Association's cleanup sweep event.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, this week, Kirkland police both remembered their own and busted some suspects.
Nice.
We got some recent events bringing out the crowds and some safe boating and building tips.
Yes, and a reminder that we always have links and more in the show notes for all of our items. Mm-hmm. Great, great place to find important information. Mm-hmm. But first, my friends, we're going to talk about our big story of the week. And last night, yee-hoo, was our community appreciation night.
Yay.
And it was so much fun. I'd tell you more, but you really had to be there.
Wait, what?
Okay. You twisted my arm. We're going to talk about it.
Yes, we will.
We sang, we danced, we laughed, we cried, maybe.
I mean, of joy. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there were tears. Okay.
There were some poignant
confirmed
moments. It was truly an event not to be missed.
Yeah, and we hope all those that attended felt the love from our city council, who shimmered in the spotlight during the opening musical number, shared immense appreciation for our volunteers. Thank you. And
thank
generally
you so
just looked glamorous on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a performance. Mm-hmm. And we just want to give a big, big thank you to all of our amazing volunteers who do so much to make Kirkland such an amazing place to be. This is for all of you. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
And they made it fun. We laughed. There was a sense of this is an event.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
It was a lot of fun.
And we definitely hope to see you next year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're already thinking.
Wheels turning.
Wheels are turning.
No rest for the weary.
No rest for the weary, my friends. Now, we did say on the podcast that we would have a little bit of an announcement about This Week in Kirkland.
Correct. Yeah. And so I don't know if this is our first retraction or correction, but we unfortunately got the date wrong. So here it is, everybody.
Here it is.
We're up for an award. We either won first, second, or third for a National Association of Government Communicators Award for the podcast. So we thought we'd hear last night. We'll hear next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. But we have one.
Yeah, award. We're on the podium. Don't know at which place to stand. So
now this is the category of best new podcast in America.
Yeah. It's nationwide.
So
we'll have all the details about it next week, because we'll want to share the good news.
Mm-hmm. And people would just keep throwing the teasers out there.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the City of Kirkland today published the online biennial community survey to gauge community perspectives about the quality of life in Kirkland. This is satisfaction with the city government services as well and priorities for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the city does this every other year, and it's very important data to help our council in their upcoming budget process.
The link is, of course, in the show notes, and we would really appreciate you taking a minute to let us know what matters most to you.
Yes, thank you. So speaking of the council, the next council meeting is coming up on Tuesday, May 21st. Here's what's on the agenda. On the business agenda, the council will take a look at options for the time periods of automated safety cameras in school zones.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at that.
Mm-hmm. They'll also give direction on how to proceed with Cascade Water Alliance negotiations and
council will consider adopting the recommended projects for the 2024 Neighborhood Safety Program.
Yes, and prior to the business agenda, the council's study session will include a discussion on the Seattle Kraken's proposal to construct an iceplex on the former Houghton Park and Ride site. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be doing that.
Yeah, I was like, you might be involved in that one. Mm-hmm. Also, the Transportation Strategic Plan with discussion on the projects list.
And a reminder that the City Council meetings are streamed live on the City's YouTube channel, Facebook page, and website.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friends, you may have seen some of our council members if you were at last Saturday's Fire Station 27 grand opening.
Yeah, well, Jim, I don't want to say we were overwhelmed by the hundreds and hundreds of people that showed up, but we definitely ran out of cupcakes and little kid toy fire helmets.
I personally think it's always a good sign when you run out of cupcakes and fire toy helmets, because that means people are loving the event.
Absolutely. Exactly.
It was an amazing event. Special thank you to all those that came out to mark this big milestone for public safety in Kirkland.
And this new station is, of course, made possible by the 2020 Fire Prop 1. Thank you, voters.
Thank you.
And we hope to see everyone for the reopenings of Forbes Creek. That Fire Station 21 and North Rose Hill Fire Station 26, both currently under renovation and scheduled to be completed in 2025.
And for the record, we probably will up the volume of cupcakes and toy helmets.
Oh, yeah. Every time we do this, we get more and more. And it's just great to open up the doors and see everyone enjoying touring around.
Fantastic. So on a more somber note, yesterday was National Peace Officer Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
The chief and many of the Kirkland Police Department's finest were joined by the mayor and the deputy mayor and the fire chief and city leadership and others in honoring these police officers that have made the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives in the line of duty.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Kirkland Police Department, for what you do every day to help keep Kirkland a safe and welcoming place for all. Thank you.
And speaking of keeping Kirkland safe, Kirkland police also recently arrested two juvenile suspects, putting an end to a week-long crime spree.
Oh, wow. Two 16-year-olds were arrested as suspects in a string of crimes in and around Kirkland over the previous week. We're talking about robbery at a Kirkland gas station, a burglary of a cannabis shop, an attempted burglary of a second cannabis shop, two counts of possessing stolen vehicles, organized retail theft, theft in the first degree, and attempting to elude police.
Wow. Yeah, so a lot of action. So the suspects are now in custody. So big thank you to Kirkland Police for a job well done.
Yeah, bravo. Did you know?
Oh, this is a little earlier in the segment.
That many common home renovations actually require permits. Well, week three of the Building Safety Month is knowing when to call a professional.
Ah, that's important.
Yeah, so we're talking about more projects than you might think. So re-roofing, building a tall fence, not sure what the definition of tall is here, remodeling kitchens or bathrooms, installing a hot tub, electrical outlet, furnace, water heater, fireplace, etc. So some things that might just be, learn on YouTube and DIY.
Yeah, right.
Might actually need a permit.
Yeah, very interesting. Building Safety Month reminds us to take the time to speak with a professional. Not only are they looking for code compliance, but they check for the quality of materials and the quality of the installation.
Very important.
So if you have any questions about any of that, give us a call. Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had Kurt Aldworth on.
Exactly.
Talking about these very issues. Yes.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So get ready, my friends, to unleash your inner superhero. On downtown Kirkland.
Okay, how?
With great power comes great responsibility, Jim. So you can join Kirkland Downtown Association in cleaning up litter and weeds.
Yeah, that
would be great.
All
throughout downtown.
Oh, nice. That's happening this Sunday in two shifts. It starts off with coffee and donuts and finishes up with lunch.
Can you wear your cape to that?
Absolutely.
It's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
We're not required.
Not required, but we're big on...
Not everyone has a cape, so...
Yeah, that's exactly.
We're big on showing your superhero colors.
That's right.
Yeah. And some have capes, some don't.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's all right.
As long as there's no jet engines around.
Exactly. You're good. That's right. Costume design 101.
I know of what you speak.
Yes.
Sun's out, fun's out.
Right.
Next week is National Safe Boating and Paddling Week. So, folks, it's time to brush up on those water safety skills.
It goes without saying, don't drink and drive while you drive your boat.
Yes.
It's not just for the driver, but the passengers too. It's just good to be sober and safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a life jacket. Yep. A stowed life jacket is no good in an emergency. You got to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And these tips aren't just for motorized boats. They're for any watercraft,
paddleboards,
your kayaks, etc.
Super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. So Bike Everywhere Day is actually... tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. Now, this is a fantastic way, of course, to enjoy fresh air and all that Kirkland has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the city will be setting up some celebration checkpoints where city staff will be cheering on bikers and handing out snacks, drinks, and swag.
The Kirkland Bike Shop staff will be providing free basic maintenance on bikes as well.
That's super cool.
This reminds me of a really fun bit we did last night at Community Appreciation.
Yes.
Kurt Dresner was there representing the Bike Valet program.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Our newest volunteer program.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun because this program is, people were texting him right after the little bit saying, hey, can you come out and bring the valets here? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so amazing.
So to learn more about the Bike Valet program, in the show notes below.
Totally.
And it's really going to be all summer and at events, and it's really fun.
So great.
Yeah. And that brings us to our five over five.
That's right.
That's five questions in what is sure to be over 5 minutes with our special guest. Welcome, Kate Schmidt.
Woo!
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm glad it's over five now because I'm a talker. So.
It takes the pressure off a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, Kate, you are an environmental education specialist.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Could you remind us
what that is?
What you do?
Yeah. A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Maybe too
many
things.
A lot of important things.
But a lot of fun things. Yeah. So I help manage the Yard Smart program, which gives rebates for people that want to put in rain gardens or native landscaping if they disconnect their downspout. Ah. Help run the tree rebate program. And the fun, shiny stuff, at least the stuff I find fun and shiny, is I get to lead field trips. We call them wetland wanders, field trips for grown-ups.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh my gosh.
You get to go out to one of our local creeks and learn more about water quality testing, what we do out there with our city staff. Yeah, and to kind of a little nature walk and learn about who's using the creek and how and what.
And do you conduct that?
Yeah.
So, Kate, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about all the wonderful things you do, specifically about the ambassador program.
Mm-hmm.
But first, what are you and family doing for fun these days?
Well, my mom just came up for Mother's Day.
Ah. Oh, fun.
So we spent a lot of time in botanical gardens around the city.
Ooh, nice.
And the greater area.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Because you've met me.
Which ones did you go to?
We went to the Bellevue Botanical Garden. And then we had a picnic at the Chinese Garden in Seattle for our actual Mother's Day picnic. It was very nice.
Nice job. A little inside knowledge here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do any bird watching?
I kind of rode on her coattails on that one.
Because your mom is a...
Because my mom is a bird nerd. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
She did wear a shirt.
Did she bring the notebook?
Oh, of course she brought her notebook.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and she wore her crazy bird lady shirt.
Oh, my gosh. I love
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That's so good. So during the day, did she ever pull that notebook out and say, did she really?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
But she had to have my help a little bit. I felt special because... Junkos look different in California than they do here. That is actually a Junko, mom. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So you got major daughter points.
I got some good points, yeah.
Major points.
I'm not a bird nerd on her level, but
still,
I know some of our local stuff.
You're in the game.
Yeah.
You're definitely in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's super fun. Thank you for sharing that.
Awesome.
I'm not a bird nerd, but we share a passion about a different kind of wing.
We do.
Yeah.
We talk about it a lot.
We do talk about it a lot. That would be the
West Wing.
The West Wing.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorite shows.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fun. Back to Community Appreciation Night.
Everything goes back to
Yes. So I wrote a little piece. We did a little video about the Kirkland Initiative Program.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a script.
Mm-hmm.
And in the script, I had the line.
Government can be a force for good.
Something like that.
For us all. It wasn't. I'm quoting West Wing.
Oh, you're correct. That's right.
You had a slightly
that's right.
Like one word change.
Government can be a force of good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a line that I wrote, and I didn't realize I was citing.
You were citing
Toby Ziegler
in the West Wing. Yeah.
So it just comes from inside you, Jim.
So we had our little connection there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kate, you're actually here to talk about the Natural Yard Care Ambassador Program.
Yes,
tell us
I
about
am.
That.
I will happily tell you about that.
Yes.
So, the Natural Yard Care Ambassador Program is new this year. It's something that we're rolling out because some less natural yard care practices can harm our local waterways.
Yes.
So, if you think about the things you do in your yard, if you're spraying pesticides, playing soccer is great.
Yeah.
Having dogs out there is great.
That's okay.
Enjoying your yard. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But if you're applying pesticides, especially really broadly on kind of everything, if you're really broadly applying fertilizer and often too much of it, and then
that's a no-go.
Yeah. Well, and then around here, you know, we've got these nice sunny stretches and then it rains. And then what happens to all that extra stuff you put on your yard?
It moves.
It washes downstream. It probably is going into your nearest storm drain and then it's going into the creek.
Yeah.
And pesticides aren't really that picky. They'll kill all the little buggies in the stream too, which salmon need to eat and things like that. And then you think about fertilizer. Yes, those are natural chemicals that are already in the stream, but if there's too much of them, it really throws off the whole balance, and that can take oxygen out of the water and do a lot of nasty stuff too. Yeah, yeah. So we don't want any of that.
So are you like explaining or showing people how to what are best practices in maintaining the yard?
So we do have resources for that on our website at kirklandwa.gov/yardcare, and you can all go there, and we'll put that in the show notes for some really easy tips for how to do things a little more naturally. Yeah. So basically, the ambassadors are people who are already walking the walk. Mm. They are already kind of our poster children of natural yard care. And the reason that we want to highlight them is most people's yard care behavior is kind of just determined by social norms, right? Like, what are the neighbors doing? Mm. What's good enough? What does a nice yard look like? What are the things I need to do to make my yard nice enough so that my neighbors don't shoot me dirty looks, right? Yes. So people's reasons for not doing natural yard care could be they just don't know about it. You know, the first one. Yeah. Or maybe they think that their yard can only look the certain way that they want it to look if they do these things that we would rather they not do. Mm. Or you know, like...
But how do people know that they're modeling a yard care ambassador?
So some of our specific practices that we're trying to call out are practicing natural lawn care, so mulch mowing, overseeding your yard, top dressing with compost, things that aren't weed and feed or over-fertilizing. Practicing smart watering, building healthy soil by adding mulch and compost. Just being smart about what you plant where, because your plants are going to be diseased if you put them in the wrong place, and then they're going to get bugs, and then you're going to spray pesticides. Thinking about that in the first place when you're planning out your garden, and thinking twice before you use pesticides. There might be a time when you have to, but usually there's a better way. So just kind of exploring all of your options. And you're right, Jim, you wouldn't know that people are doing these things unless they're telling you about it, which is where the ambassador thing comes in.
So how do they tell everyone?
So how they tell everyone, we've got a really easy application where you basically just say, hey, here's my yard. Here's a few pictures of it. These are the things that I do. And you don't have to do all of those things. For example, if you don't have a lawn, I don't think you need to be practicing natural lawn care. But
funny how that works.
So you don't have to tick every box. And also, we're looking for a variety of yard aesthetics. You know, we want modern yards. We want cottage gardens. If you've got a totally forested yard, that's great. Everything that could be a natural yard, we want an example of in this program.
Awesome.
And so if they apply and you're doing those things, then I'll be in contact with you. And what you'll get if you are successful is a really pretty yard sign, if I do say so myself. It says...
I was hoping that you'd come with our yard sign.
Oh, yeah. No, you get a really, really nice yard. And that's how you know. That's how your neighbors will know. Yeah, hey, this yard is doing all the right things. I never would have known, but look how beautiful it is. Yeah. And they're not doing anything that's going to harm the water.
Well... Okay, thank you so much. Last question. Mm-hmm. What are you watching, reading, listening to? I don't know.
I never listened to Taylor Swift before this last album dropped, and one of my friends kind of made me. And
are you a Swiftie now?
I'm not. I don't know if I'm like a full Swiftie, but I get it. I've got like a different earworm in my head every single day, and I cannot put it down.
She is amazing.
Okay.
She's amazing. Well, okay, will you stick around for our pop quiz multiple choice trivia?
Of course I will. One of my favorite parts. Let's go.
Well, one of these answers is spreading its roots, while the others are simply invading your yard.
Boo.
Which in our vernacular means we simply just made them up.
Great.
So option A, adding compost and mulch is a relatively easy way to improve the health of your soil, reduce your water bill, and improve water quality in our creeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Option A.
I feel like Teacher Option Kate a. just kind of alluded to that a bit.
Is that a trick question? I don't know.
Am I waiting for all the questions? Or can I just call that one?
That's confident. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Option B. Dandelions are universally considered to be a common weed.
Mm. Oh, really?
Sashi's kind of nodding on that one. I don't know. Option C. May is Bike Everywhere Month, and grass cycling is a new trend of riding specially designed clip tire bikes to mow one's yard.
Oh my gosh, how much fun would that be, though?
Yes.
Clip I want tire that bikes. One to be true.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sensing a startup.
Yeah. Or a TikTok or a trend. TikTok trend.
I don't
something.
Know.
There's something there. Yeah.
So
there
option is. C involves clip tire bikes.
To grass cycle.
To grass cycle. Mm-hmm.
Grass cycling's like real, it. But it doesn't mean anything like right. that, unfortunately, because it does sound fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Grass cycling just means leaving your lawn clippings because they've got nutrients like everything your grass needs, because obviously it grew that blade of grass with those things. So you just leave it, it decomposes, and then you don't have to apply weed and feed and fertilizer and things like that.
So not option C.
Wow. No. Not option C. That's not what grass cycling means, unfortunately. I really want to mow my lawn with a bicycle.
And thank you for that, because we don't want to be promoting disinformation.
Yeah, right. Right.
So the answer, my friends, as Kate had hinted to us somewhat dramatically.
What? I'm never dramatic.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Is option A.
Mm-hmm.
Compost and mulch are both easy methods of doing all sorts of good things for your yard and environment.
Well, did you know the definition of weed focuses on plants growing where they are not wanted? So it's entirely subjective. And in fact, many natural yard care methods include dandelions, which have both edible parts and some medicinal benefits. I.e. dandelion tea, anybody?
Wow, excellent.
Well, there you go.
Thank you so much, Kate, for being on the podcast. This is a lot of fun.
Yes. Always fun to be here. Yes. Thanks, Jim, and the rest of you.
Don't forget to take our community survey.
Yeah.
And that does it for this week, my friends. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Mike Connor, Victor Durantis, and their behind-the-scenes magic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next episode is May 23rd. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.